There have been dozens of bomb threats and vandalism at mosques across France since last week's terrorist attacks by gunmen claiming allegiance to radical Islam. Yet some of the first people on the scene of the Paris attacks were Muslims. From Paris, Lauren Freyer has this story of heroism by one Muslim and fear among France's Muslim population.
When Lassana Batili escaped from a kosher supermarket under siege here Friday, police at first thought he was the assailant. They forced him to the ground and handcuffed him. Batili is a 24-year-old Muslim immigrant from Mali with the same skin color as the gunman. An hour and a half they kept me cuffed, Batili told French TV, until one of my colleagues who wasn't working that day came and told them who I am. Batili works at the kosher market. He was in a basement storeroom near a walk-in refrigerator when a gunman burst in upstairs. I opened the door to the fridge and rushed some of the shoppers inside, he said. Then I turned off the light and closed the door behind us. I told them to stay calm, and then I went back out. Batili managed to escape through a delivery shaft. After police finally believed him, he gave them a key to open the store's metal shutters and make their assault. Four Jewish hostages died, but many of those who survived say Batili helped to save them. I didn't know or care if they were Jews or Christians or Muslims, he said. We're all in the same boat. More than 55,000 people have signed an online petition calling on French President François Hollande to grant automatic citizenship to Batili for his heroism. He's being compared to Ahmed Merabet, the Muslim policeman shot dead responding to the Charlie Hebdo attacks. My brother was a Muslim, said Malik Merabet, the slain policeman's brother. He was killed by people who pretend to be Muslims. Like the Merabet family, Muslim leaders worldwide have condemned the Paris attacks. I visited the city's Grand Mosque, where there was no extra security. I walked right in and met the Grand Mufti, Dalil Boubaker.
It is a criminal action. They are criminal people, and their action very bad for Muslim people, with risks of violence against Islam, against Muslims.
Today, France's Central Council of Muslims said there have been more than 50 shootings and bomb threats at mosques across the country since last week. Martin van de Donk works for an EU-funded group that helps fight radicalization in the Muslim suburbs of Paris. His group is dealing with a flood of calls from people who suddenly think their Muslim neighbors might be radicals.
That's already happening. What you also see out on the social media is that a lot of people are overreacting and people relate what happened in Paris to all Muslims in Europe.
Outside the now empty Charlie Hebdo offices where Wednesday's massacre took place, Parisians have piled up flowers. Among those lighting a candle was Pierre Hakim, who's half French and half Algerian.
My mother is a Christian. My nanny, when I was a child, was Jewish. And I'm Muslim. That's all we must believe together.
But he says he's afraid for the future. France, for him, has always been a country of tolerance. And he says these attacks have shattered that feeling. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Paris.